Since no two things can occupy the same place in your consciousness, I beg that you dump out the old memory so we can create new ones. Join in this present healing by your willingness to forget the past. The Christian religion is replete with guilt and negativity and needs to be changed. These are my new teachings. Follow them if you would be made whole again. Follow them to know peace. Let your soul vomit out the old pain and be filled with the balm of forgiveness, mine to yours and yours to mine. This love counteracts all negativity, my beloveds. Stand free in the light of now, allowing the past its decent burial. Leave the cemetery of your yesterday and focus only on a new you and your urgent responsibility in this time on earth. Cleansed and filled with the grace of greater knowing and a transformed reality, you are truly healed. So, release any last tears and regrets and take my hand in peace. We must go forward, for we have much to do now, children of light. Core of love. To help you understand my own growth and spiritual expansion these past 2,000 years, let us look at your own Earth family's experience with birth and aging. Perhaps you have a scrapbook of photographs taken with a camera over many years. If so, pick any one person's photo, possibly your own, and see what you looked like as a baby or young infant in your early life. Like your own image of yourself at that age, imagine me also as an infant, great as I was, and realize that just as you grew and changed and acquired new ideas and experiences, you were different as the years passed. So, dear ones, I am 2,000 years different. For heaven is not some static place where nothing happens. We are related to the universe and all that it does. This is the law. Each is a part of the whole, from the tiny to the immense. There is no separation. This is critical to grasp. Urgent to remember. On your earth you are in a hologram of the greater universal pattern. Therefore I ask you to believe story of my departure from human tribulation back to God to understand its significance, and then to enjoy the new estate I hold while everything around us advances and expands in light and love. If I was powerful 2,000 years ago, you can expect me to be even more so now, even as you in your work or in a favorite skill, sport or hobby become more perfected in your activities as you use them. So I am even greater than before in wisdom and love, as are all spiritual beings who came to teach. We do not remain frozen in time and space. Nor are we suspended somewhere. Relate to the me of this time and place, and move with all of heaven as we come together again to learn and grow wiser. Leave these old photographs behind, nostalgic as they may be, and stay only in the present moment. You have grown up. Your soul is here and empowered to create harmony. What are you creating now? What will humanity do to attain peace, that blessed and promised peace? See God, me, and those others who gladly assist humanity, both in the daytime of sun and clouds and in the night time of moon and stars, loving you and Mother Earth. And let the poetry of your wisdom remind you that everything we do is but change, expansion, ever reaching toward the greater love awareness. The omniverse is like a weaver with busy fingers creating a tapestry of magnificent beauty and dramatic impact. We do this together, each pair of hands connected to a loving heart and mind gathering the secrets God would share. Wisdom lies at the heart of this tapestry, glittering in crystal clarity for all to see and know. As we share the joy of bringing forth this new nativity scene, we acknowledge the birthing of a new time and a greater spiritual awareness from which all good things come. Now the good things of Jesus' past are not lost, but only expanded into a more beautiful diadem of love and wisdom. In the same way, your own souls are stretching into more infinite territories, becoming the greater light and the true knowing. And we go together. For each gains as anyone gains. We are the one. We are the unbreakable, eternal web of life, of beauty, of joy and love. And in this joining together, the harmonious waves of sound and light fill the universe to overflowing, and it stretches forth another movement of life to expand itself and create more light, more light, and more light. The process is unending until God calls us back into that cosmic parental presence. For by this magnificent, unspeakable power we are wombed and breathed forth in a gush of life that explores and returns, goes forth again and again to bring back the experiences and growth of all travelers. Let us travel together, then, my brothers and sisters, with God's light as our beacon, God's love as our diet, and God's ultimate wisdom as our map. Seek ye the kingdom of heaven, has been said many times in many ways by all of God's teachers. Will you not listen and unify yourself in this unending adventure in life without death? I, the Christ, have been raised up higher still during these past 2,000 years, as have all of the beings of light who know God as the only creator of souls. We have not ill. All in the name of the many here in heaven and beyond, fill your thoughts with the life-transforming light and wisdom that love rests upon. Come, faithful ones. Come those who have delayed, do not be afraid. Smell the sweet perfume of eternal moment to you men pure, brought forth in the flowering beauty of God's creation. Brush the sleep from your mind and drop the dust-encrusted yesteryear from the garment of your soul. Gleam with me a while in the quiet moments of our inner unification. Are your present activities so important that you would not trade them for the everlasting peace that love brings? Forgiveness is offered you again, beloveds, ere the Creator's call takes us one step closer to home. Do not linger in your earthly toys a moment longer. Betrays your consciousness in meditation to the infusing movement of love energy, which insists firmly and eternally upon peace within, and peace without. Does not the scent of truth fill your being? Then breathe with God, with me and all who divinely love you. Breathe out all personal negativity, especially that which has infested and bludgeoned Mother Earth, and let us bring her the balm of healing thoughts and actions she needs. Enfold her in your love, 74, even as she has cradled you upon her nurturing soil. Treat her with respect and caring for her goodness, return like for like. She, too, lives and grows and learns. If you do not love and nurture her, your soul will weep one day in immense sorrow. Let your eyes be open to the truth of your calling now. Earth is to be the planet of love and wisdom. Take your citizenship, then, in this great planetary movement into cosmic vibrations and peaceful pastures. The shepherds of whom I spoke long ago are needed still to lessen the number of souls gone astray. Let us do our best to enclose those who have forgotten their own true beauty, true nature, so they will choose again and choose correctly. With just a little willingness, for anyone can still leave the old life and the old ways behind, this very day, you can select a pattern of love and wisdom that your soul yearns to experience and to share. Come, then, all. As our Creator of the many universes calls us home once more, we will share, in the inner sanctuary of that Great One's mind, the tales of our many visits, of our many journeys into the reality of who and what we are. Yes, dear ones, we are the weavers of the tale, the storytellers to all who seek truth. We are the kiss of God. Then step into the arms of love which heaven promises. In ecstasy and bliss beyond your fondest remembrance will we be received into that source which is the all in all. There is only one commandment for us. Peace. Peace, dear ones. Peace. Amen. 1994-1995 comments. Now let me say that in reviewing some of the outdated astronomical information given in this chapter about the universes, galaxies, solar systems and planets, and my role as your world teacher, please remember one thing. There is so much to existence that you have yet to discover and remember about yourselves, let alone the many other life forms in the galaxy and beyond, that it is quite an overwhelming task to comprehend the vastness of it all. An inordinate amount of life and activity exists out here in the many dimensions and dominions which you cannot presently fathom because of your mutant DNA condition, yet you have only to look at your planet's variety and beauty to see the flamboyant expression of color and life all around you. It is extraordinary. In what you call the void, space, the heavens, or the many mansions, there are literally billions of, 75, galaxies in one universe, and within those galaxies even more solar systems and even more planets. It is a network of light and consciousness and physical expressions in material worlds beyond the counting. And because there are so many different levels and kinds of creation, it is an unending and imaginative experience. That is why Archangel Michael is gathering his legions of light, There is yet to be another world, another dimension and dominion requiring experienced beings to serve in harmonious intention. Perhaps you will be among them? From this information you may surmise that the human species is located in a fairly recent part of a birthing area of evolution, situated in a part of the galaxy where active gases, particles and elements can support rapid development of physical planets and various life forms of considerable variety. In this way your own solar system was once birthed and sustained in that great cosmic fire of creation, and your spiritual essence took on the cloak of flesh for a time to be responsible caregivers, stewards, and maintainers of the planet and its many life forms. Dominion is a word used in your holy books. You were given the responsibility of dominion on this planet, although in recent years this has been difficult to maintain. Still, there is now great hope that light will soon reign here again and that humanity's dominion will be reclaimed and properly maintained. Earth is a gorgeous planet deserving of your wisdom, care, and love, is it not? The other message I would like to have you remember is that there is a misunderstanding about who I, Jesus, am in the higher heavens. Just remember that I am now willing to announce to the world that I am an energy supported by the power of Archangel Michael, who is the being referred to earlier in this chapter, though named only as a creator. Since he has come in person to call all beings of light back into the fold, I am now free to describe the close ties we have and the close ties you can have, also, if you chose them. May you hear me well, then, dear ones. I cannot be in the presence of the Father, Mother Creator, no one can. But I do relate to the one called Archangel Michael, among the firstborn of God, which is what I intended to explain in this chapter. Then know that I am one son of the living God who loves you, one who holds the vision for your resurrection and return to the full consciousness you deserve. But do not erroneously assume that I am the only son of God, there are many. Somewhere in your soul you know this story very well. You know who and what you are and why you are on earth. That is why I came, to remind you to remember and to rejoin the divine plan that needs you. Please awaken, my beloved ones, and come with me to do the father/mother's work. In group consciousness we can experience the essence of soul love and apply the enormous wisdom that love assures in its application. Will you answer the call to reclaim eternal life and stand with me in the circle of unity's power? Peace be with you forever. Amen. 76. Using your inner guidance, in every universe be herewith advised that forever and ever all of God's commandments are still required, particularly do not kill. Nothing has changed. But humanity as a group has not practiced these directives. Since so many people have not heeded the old commandments to love God with all their hearts, and to love their brothers and sisters as themselves, let us review their meaning for the modern day. Love God. This means you must believe there is a force, energy, or light being that has awesome powers beyond your comprehension and that, since you were created by Him, you must let Him lead your life experience according to a divine plan which you may not truly understand. In a word, you must be willing to trust that there is a blueprint for your return to God, and follow it at all times. Do not trouble yourself with why you became separate from God. Know that, however it happened, all is forgiven and you have been freed from any guilt associated with past actions. However, this grace, or being freed of the negative effects of past deeds, can only be validated by a change in your attitude and behavior toward yourself and others. Unless you take action, this gift of grace has no meaning. Love your brothers and sisters as yourself. This statement means that each of you must love yourself as a creation of the One Source. That is, your spiritual awareness must tell you that you are more than the mere physical body and the personality you call me. Your awareness comes not from some egotistical love, but from a soul-filled nature which knows God lives within and must be expressed. By that acceptance of yourself you can then love your brothers and sisters in like fashion. But do not attempt to love another from your own perverted personality self. Without soul guidance the personality cannot love. It can only seek to possess, to control, or to use others for its own needs. Your greatest challenge today is to find out the many levels of yourself, particularly that vital spiritual level, and then do the inner exploration, the cleansing of the personality characteristics that lie unexplored in the unconscious record of all you have ever experienced. These hidden aspects frequently prevent your full cooperation with the soul, unfortunately. You are required, therefore, to relinquish all within your human personality that stands in the way of truly knowing yourself as the light, an ever-brightening soul quality. This cleansing is more than just going to a psychologist, minister, or counselor and becoming well-adjusted. This process requires partnering with your own inner teacher, who knows what you need. Your path is unique and your inner guide knows your particular lessons. Do what it requests. I do not say other human beings cannot assist you in that process, for there are many healers on the earth. Select one who knows psychology means the study of the soul, not just the human personality. My point is that you are required to learn of yourself from that part which has not forgotten it was created by God. Your soul,